It's a town that I believe over this last number of years has been neglected as far as footpath funding is concerned, and I have to say we did get quite a bit of money this last number of years for footpaths on the electoral area and the municipal district, but I think Milford has been neglected. And I gave an example there of out to Kilmacrown Road, out as far as the speed limit sign, where I read in a paper about 6 weeks ago, where a local paper which goes back over things that happened 20 years ago, and it mentioned that it was raised then, and that the engineer said that he would get a costing for it. Now, that's 20 years ago. This is my second or third motion on about the same footpath again. And still nothing has happened. And that's just one example. And I gave other examples of where the footpaths are required in Milford. And one in particular was from Fox's Lane to Old Tech. There was a housing development out in Fox's Lane, and the developers asked to put a footpath outside the length of the site. But from there into the town was never developed as a footpath. And people's left to walk on dark nights, no lighting or nothing else on it. And there's lots of examples. Little up to Mulroy Woods, the top of the town to the fire station. I'd asked maybe they would look at some kind of a gravel pathway from Glen Allen Heights right down to as far as above the old mill there and Milford, the old bakery, and from there back into Fox's Lane again, because there are a lot of people out in Milford walking and particularly running. There's a huge number of people joined the athletic club down there, and there's a lot of people out in the road both day and night, and asked that they would level off a bit of ground there for them, that it would leave it safe for them to step off the road whenever they would encounter cars either meeting each other or when cars pass each other. They just have to get off the road.